When the trumpet of the march shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called up yonder.
We now present the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing God's invitation to people everywhere. This is an international broadcasting ministry which is being used of God to bring blessing to many people. Joshua Daniel, who will be speaking in a moment, urges you to stay tuned and listen to the Lord's challenge and to reach out and touch the loving Savior.
Ezekiel chapter 37. I'm sure many of you know this passage. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Son of man, can these bones live? And now, my dear friends, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If there is anything which requires a very single eye, it is the pursuit of the Lord Jesus. Meaning, of course, when you pursue the Lord Jesus, you're living in revival. That's it. You don't consciously do a lot of things, but your being there or saying something which you hardly realized that you had said produces blessing. That is, when your focus is on the Lord Jesus Christ. Here is an answer which is non-committal. And I can see how the devil is working on us in such a way that we are getting non-committal. Here was a definite question. Can these dry bones live? What do we answer? Can God cause his spirit to move upon this whole island? And by moving upon this island, do we envisage such a thing? Are we persistent in such a plea? You know, we are non-committal. I wonder what a pastor would do when he asks the question, will you have this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? And the man scratches his head or ear and says, I think so. Well, I would tell the fellow, you should have thought all about it earlier. This is not the time to be still thinking. You go home and settle the matter and we'll talk about the marriage. We can be still thinking, you know. Can these dry bones live? In spite of the mass of evidence, I'm talking about myself here, which I have seen from my childhood, of the mighty hand of God moving in strange places, in new ways, and employing a variety of people, not always the acclaimed and the renowned. In spite of all that evidence, I find my faith to be very poor. I'm ashamed. You pray for me, please. Because the challenges I face are constantly getting bigger and bigger. I don't want to fail my Lord. But I see that faith is under attack today. The devil does not want you to have a faith that does not quake or quiver. He wants you to be tentative. He wants you to not commit yourself fully. You know, a pastor said to me, this church is blamed as a church which expects commitment. I said, what? Oh, we are decried as a church that expects commitment. I was preaching in the place, and there were many things that needed to be addressed. We were praying for revival in their midst. Some of that area had already experienced revival. I said, in the midst of all this, are you blamed because you expect commitment? Who is it that expects commitment? It's the Lord Jesus. A very definitive kind of commitment, isn't it, my friends? He that will be my disciple, let him deny himself, take up the cross daily, and follow me. Where is there ambiguity there? There's no ambiguity. Well, if you want to be my disciple, you're not going to be saying yes to self. And by taking up your cross, this Jesus was telling his disciple before he carried the cross. They all knew that it was a symbol of execution. Of cruel execution. But the Lord Jesus Christ said, you need to carry the cross daily. Sometimes, in our willfulness to have our wishes countered, very hard. We don't like to give up our will. If everybody is willing to have his will trampled on, there would not be any divorce courts. We don't want somebody to tell us what to do. We don't want to admit where we are wrong. That is self. But when the Lord Jesus Christ identified himself with Joshua Daniel, could he get any lower? Just think of yourself, your thoughts, your thought life, and say, did Jesus Christ really identify himself with me? Could he come that low? Could he bear such defilement? Could he take my vileness totally? Yes, he did. And should it not produce commitment? He took my sin. He took my vileness. And should it not produce a concomitant, something which is in keeping, gratitude and commitment? You know, commitment comes most naturally, not grudgingly. And yet, when we are talking about the gospel, the gospel is an empty eggshell if it is not to be seen in your life. And the world reckons it as an empty eggshell. Because they say, we don't see. You know, I have met people who told me, a boy said, may I come and sit next to you? I said, yes. And here he was, one of the students there. Oh, he said to me, after hearing me for some time, he said, we don't see Christians like this. I said, surely you have got a Christian group of some sort there. Oh, I have not seen any. Some of us regularly go to bed with our girlfriends. Okay, friends, the universities are reeking with filth. And those are to be the leaders, the judges, the MPs, the rulers of the country. At such a time, we are not able to hold any standards within the church. And commitment is laughed out of doors, out of court. He that will be my disciple, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow the organization. No, not at all. Follow me. Very simple, very direct, and very beautiful. You ask any sports person, any athlete, hey, what do you want to do? You're a sprinter. What do you want to do? You know, I want to clip 2 or 3 seconds of my record. Boy, you can't clip 2 or 3 seconds of your record today because it looks like we are almost at the limits of human endurance when it comes to sport. Now, when you look at Christians, are they trying to clip anything out? No. Plain no. They're just looking around for some weaker person on whom they can look and say, hey, I'm better than the other fellow. That's about all the yardstick they have. Follow me. A very definite yardstick. Whom do I follow? I follow Jesus. Then do I look like Jesus? Do I act like Jesus? Do I think like Jesus? Do I exercise a faith which is comparable to my Lord Jesus? That's all. It's very simple. So I know I come short of the glory of God. My life needs continual amendment and cleansing. So, my dear friends, when we see this non-committal reply, it seems like we are right in that place where we say, yes, Lord, you know. Of course he does. But what about what you think? Son of man, can these bones live?
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would like to hear from you. You can contact us by phone on 0411 037 296 or mail us the Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 1072, Armidale, Western Australia, 6992. Our website is lefi.org. Again, our phone number is 0411 037 296. Please plan to join us next week at the same time. As we are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, we appreciate and need your continual prayerful support.